What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so Chris Sims was on with Kay Adams, and Kay asked him what team is on upset alert in week one. Here's what Chris Sims, former NFL quarterback who does the Pro Football Talk show with Mike Florio, here's what Chris Sims said.
I think if I had to choose one right there, the one I would choose with the New York Giants. Not that I'm expecting huge things from the Giants, but I do think the Giants are going to be more of a pain in the butt than people realize. Their defense, and they're desperate, and they've played well. And you know, we know that you know their butts are on the hot seat there in New York, right? This is a big game for them, and I do. I look at that, and their offense is a little better than you think. So, yeah, I'm going to take the Giants to upset Washington, or at least cover the spread there.
So that's a big difference.
He backed off at the end.
That's a big difference.
Come on.
But okay.
Am I supposed to take that seriously? No, am I supposed to take him seriously with that?
I like that he did that, though. Hopefully it keeps the boys awake. You know, we can't go in there and just take advantage. I like it.
Hey, the Giants
are... More people pick the Giants.
Hey, the Giants are becoming a sexy, like, week one.
A chic pick.
Yeah.
People are starting to sell me on the Giants defense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I knew it was pretty good last
Paul
year.
Paul DeTino ringing around in your head.
But Sims just said it.
You have a rookie.
Stuff I've been reading. Yeah. And dude, I watched Abdul Carter a lot. And Kyle, he's a freaking maniac.
Think about it. You have Burns, Carter, and Thibodeau, and you have a rookie right tackle.
Yeah.
His head's going to be spinning when they run all the different stunts and guys coming at you different ways. They're going to have their hands full.
I feel like if you asked this question a month ago, I mean,
we were a lot more confident.
Yeah, people would be a lot more confident.
I was.
Well,
I definitely was.
Even if Terry wasn't resigned yet.
I'm still pretty confident they're going to beat the Giants. I'm not really wavering off my stance that the Commanders are going to beat the Giants.
You're very resolute.
Pretty resolute on that.
I'm hopeful.
You got a sold-out home crowd. You've got all your guys back outside of Cosme.
I honestly don't know the answer to this. Is that the first real sellout in quite a while, or no? Have we had a few?
I know a couple years ago they didn't have one.
There were at least a few sellouts last season.
There were, okay.
Yeah. No, I know that, but I'm saying a home opener.
Oh, home openers. No. I mean,
did they open up against the Dolphins maybe 3 years ago at home, and it was an embarrassing
sounds
turnout?
Sounds right. I know they opened against the Cardinals a couple of years ago at home, and that was the Cardinals game was sold out?
Was it? Think about it. Last year, the Giants were horrible.
Yeah.
And Washington beat them by a combined 8 points.
Yeah. The Giants didn't win a division game all year last year.
That's how bad they were.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying the Giants are going to win.
I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk.
It's not going to be easy.
I think the Commanders probably win by 3 to 7 points.
Okay. That's fair. I think their defense is going to cause problems.
I think it potentially could, but I think Jaden Daniels is going to put pressure on that defense
throughout the game. Thank God.
You can hype up their defense all you want. Thibodeau, I think, is a little bit of an underachiever, though. Like Daniel Jones on the defensive side, he tends to have his best games against Washington in his short career. I mean, I know Abdul Carter is good. There's a lot of hype surrounding him, but I need to see it on the pro level before I'm just going to anoint him as a guy who's going to have 15 sacks and it's just an absolute game wrecker. Now, if he comes out and has two or three sacks against Jaden Daniels and he forces him into a fumble and strip sacks him and is all over the place, then I'll reconsider the Giants' defense as far as how impactful they'll be throughout the season. I just don't think their defense carries them to 7, 8, or 9 wins. Maybe. I just don't see that happening.
I could see 7, but 9, that's...
Well, neither has to be a lot better. Whoever did that Pro Football Talk power ranking, I don't know if that was Chris Sims.
No, that was Florio.
That was Florio?
Yep.
Because Florio has the Giants at 30th in the power rank.
Wow.
You want to talk about disparate sort of ideas on that team.
Florio also has the Commanders in the Super Bowl.
He has us 9 overall in the power rankings, I think.
I know, but in his season-long predictions, he has the Commanders in the Super Bowl.
No, actually, he has a 7.
Yeah. Look at Florio getting pro Commanders.
I think he's the only one. When I was doing the podcast with Toothpick last night, the First String podcast, Lake Lewis,
who
covers the team, he believes the Commanders are going to be in the Super Bowl.
If we lose to the Giants, we're going to go from 7 in the power rankings to like 15.
How are the Commanders all of a sudden better than the Eagles?
The Eagles are 1 in the PFT's Pro Football Talk's power rankings. I don't know. Maybe he's getting knocked off.
You know, teams often repeat.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. On paper.
Hasn't it also been 21 years now that there's not been a repeat winner in the NFC East? Yeah. That's a weird streak.
That's very weird.
It's either 20 or 21. It's one of those two numbers. But that's a wild streak.
You want to talk about disparate, just switching gears to play off of that word. Baltimore and Washington, very close in terms of cities, in terms of distance.
Uh-huh.
The price of beer at their stadiums couldn't be more different.
Huh.
The cheapest beer you're going to find average-wise in the NFL is in Baltimore.
Right.
$6.60.
Wow.
Washington is 32nd. They have the highest average beer cost at the stadium.
We're such snobs.
$13?
$16.49.
Are you kidding?
That's the average.
Can you sneak in minis?
Are they bigger beers?
They have some big beers, yes.
They're probably 20 or 22 ounces, I would guess.
$16.49 is your average. You know, Washington was kind of touting the chefs that they've brought in and their cuisine, and they've upgraded those things. But the cost of beer, that is uber expensive.
I applaud what the Ravens have done. I think it's like a dozen menu items.
11 items under $5.
Yeah, they've really...
The flock-friendly fare.
Flock-friendly.
They're big on alliteration like I am.
They are big on that, but I give them credit. Look, they know they're making a boatload of money already. They're trying not to fleece everybody that's in the stadium with $8 bottles of water, $19 beers.
Here's what your flock-friendly fare items are.
Yeah.
You can get a barbecue chicken sandwich, $4.99.
It's pretty good.
Where?
Ravens games.
Baltimore.
You get nachos?
Yes. How much?
And remember we went through, now they were like some premium nachos for the Commanders.
Like $22 or something.
I think it was 28.
Yeah.
Forget that.
Regular nachos, it looks like $4.49.
Is it Ravens game?
Yeah. Hot dog.
Is it a bunch of brokies?
All I need in my nachos, I need tortilla chips, fake-ish cheese, and a few jalapeno slices. Yep. I don't need all that other nonsense.
You want 7-Eleven nachos, basically.
Exactly.
I need some meat.
Hot dog,
I bet you
$3.49.
I'm going to isolate that.
I knew that was coming.
Pretzel, $1.99.
You're going to isolate that?
They're selling pretzels for $1.99.
Yes.
That's amazing. I don't think you can even go into like Wawa and buy a pretzel for $1.99. You know what? I applaud the Ravens for what they're doing.
Oh, popcorn, $1.99.
It's brilliant.
Some of those pretzels you could break your teeth on. Evie, stay away from the pretzels.
Will it be the highest quality pretzel? Probably not. But again, the price works.
They've got fries and peanuts for $3.49. A 24-ounce soda.
Love it.
$3.99. Oh. 20-ounce water, $3.49. And your 12-ounce beer?
12-ounce beer, I saw it's $4.99.
That's what he said.
That's great. That's fantastic. More teams should follow that lead.
Right.
I mean, $16.45. Well,
you just bought a team and you got to pay for a stadium. Well,
there's a reason that, I mean, how long ago did Josh Harris and his group buy the team? A year and a half, two years ago? They bought it for $6.05 billion. The latest Forbes valuation in 2 years is now worth $7.5 billion. So on paper, they've already made $1.5 billion on their investment. I guess part of it is $19 beers.
I think the difference is the Ravens Stadium, M&T Bank, and also Camden Yards are funded by taxpayer dollars.
Okay.
So they can afford, the owners can afford to lower the prices like that.
Okay, that makes sense.
As opposed if Josh is doing the bulk of this funding, then all of a sudden he has to recoup that some way.
Yeah, I'm not getting subsidized by the state. This is Josh Harris checking in. You guys are killing
me. Well, I'd like
to
see the average
beers
of the other, like in L.A. or Chicago.
Of the beer, you can
New
see
York.
The beer.
Yeah, what's Jets? Are some of these other ones just pretty similar to Washington's?
Jets and Giants, $13 is their average beer.
They should make those beers $2 for having to watch the pathetic Jets and Giants play in that stadium.
L.A. is $14.
Okay.
So those are your big cities. The Raiders, Vegas, $14.99.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your cheapest would be the Bengals at $6.80. I mentioned the Ravens, $6.60. The Browns, $7.15. So apparently it's that division.
Yeah.
And then the Lions at $7.20 and the Vikings, $8.05.
Yeah, they're not making the dog pound pay $15 for a beer. Good for them in Cleveland.
Well, like I've said a million times, tailgate, pregame.
Yep.
Get your cocktails in early and buy one beer or one drink.
And
in the
worst
city.
Case, stuff a mini or two down into your pants.
I mean, but, you love that area.
You just have to walk a little different when you come into the stadium.
Hey, Jason, how many can you put there? Yeah. Hey, Jason's putting a pint, not a mini.
Be careful with the fireball.
I gotta try.
That might be a little bit spicy.
The fireball.
The fireballs might cause some issues.
Let me get this fifth out, guys.
Yeah. I still remember him whipping out his minis.
One of those guys in the hospital, they try to get they have 17 minis inside there. Yeah.
I still remember him whipping out his minis at Hooters, costing us money for months.
You'll never forget that.
That was a big deal.
Yeah, Sponsor got Rick.
We're white trash. What are you going to do? We can't get away from our core. This is what we are.
That's what PG County boys do.
Yep, pretty
All
much.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, you can always hit us up on our text line at 1-800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.